This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. One of the most horrific sites from the Hamas attack is a music festival site. Festival co-organizer Henner Cohen.
In a matter of seconds, it was a nightmare. Hell. Living hell.
260 people were killed at the site. Here's military spokesperson Daniel Hagari.
These governors of Hamas wanted this massacre to occur. These were their aims. They don't have any other aims. They want to slaughter us. We will not live next to those people.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Thursday said the Israeli government showed him photographs and videos of Hamas atrocities, including of a baby riddled with bullets, soldiers beheaded, and young people burned alive in their cars or hideaways.
Good evening, everyone.
I came to Israel bearing a
simple message. The United States stands with Israel and with its people. Today, tomorrow, every day.
Blinken said Hamas had no regard for the rule of law or any basic standard of human decency and instead target civilians in the most inhumane ways possible. The chief of NATO says the alliance will hold a major nuclear exercise next week. The announcement by Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg came after Russia warned it would pull out of a global nuclear test ban agreement. NATO's, quote, steadfast noon exercise is held annually and involves fighter jets capable of carrying nuclear warheads, but no live bombs are used. Stoltenberg said Thursday, quote, this is a routine training event that happens every October. It will include 13 NATO allies and a mix of aircraft types, including advanced fighter jets and U.S. B-52 bombers. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com.